Do you ever get mad when you see the competition doing better than you? Don't get mad. Just get nasty. Hey, what's up, party people? It's me, Sarah G with the Smack, and I'm back. I am a CFA charter holder, and I used to be a financial advisor. On this podcast, I provide non-BS oriented, straight up views on LinkedIn and other financial advisor marketing topics. You can't get this anywhere else, people. So if that's of value, then please subscribe. And if not, then please leave this podcast right now. All right. So these are some wholesome ways to do the competition nasty. And I say wholesome because what I'm going to say is not anything that's like out of bounds. Okay. Like, I'm not going to tell you to go copy the competition or try to steal their clients or go trash talk them on the internet. That stuff is not in the realm of what I'm talking about. Okay. That's over the line. No one should be doing that. But I do notice that I think a lot of y'all, especially when it comes to internet marketing, you get so kind of lost and you don't take into account what other people are doing. When you see the competition doing better than you, and it's all visible now because we have the internet, these are some things you could do to improve your chances of coming out ahead. And you know, when you go out there and you get ahead of the competition, it makes you feel bad, but not bad like bad, but, you know, badass, kind of like Michael Jackson bad, you know. Now, the first thing is with the press, or it could also be with like podcast appearances or with conferences. Like, do you ever just get ticked off when you go out there and you see your competition speaking at some conference, or they get shouted out on somebody's podcast or on social media, or like some reporter interviewed them for like the Wall Street Journal or something? And you're like, dang it. Like, why am I not up there in the sauce like that? Right. And it's like, you get so jealous. Don't get jealous. All right. Just here's what you got to do. You got to just create a relationship with that reporter, because, and this is long-term, but I just think with reporters, this is the only way you could do it. Reporters are so slammed by financial advisors and by everybody else that wants to get in the media. They got PR firms coming at them. They got, you know, they got the people themselves coming at them, and they are just sick of being pitched. They get pitched all day. They ain't even going to respond probably. All right. Because they have people that they trust, sources they could go to, and the list is very short, but you want to be on that short list, just like your competition is that you now have to beat out. So here's what you do. You start following the person, probably if it's a reporter, they're probably on Twitter, but you start following them on social media, or you start following their show if it's a podcast or the conference. You start following that on social media or whatever it is. You start following the conference coordinator, and then you start commenting on their stuff, but not just commenting like, great insight. Like, you want to just say something really thought provoking and something really thoughtful that, I mean, if you want to have the edge in against the competition, then you've got to show an edge. Like, you've got to show that you're better. You have to, like, I'm not going out there and saying, do this stuff and you're going to be better than competition. Like, be better, show more value. Okay. But just do it in a specific way that is directed towards the reporters that just interviewed that person, or the conference coordinator, or the podcast person. And it's very easy to find these people on social media, start following them, create a relationship with them. And when they are in need, make sure that you're there. Like, when, you know, give them article ideas and don't expect anything in return. You really have to pay it forward here. That's how you create a relationship with these hard to reach entities that your competition is probably paying somebody $4,000 a month to get in with. All right. So that's a PR technique. That's the first one. The second thing is with their website. You financial advisors have a higher chance of doing business with somebody local. So if you're in Boise, Idaho, you want to be, when someone searches on financial advisor in Boise, Idaho, or wealth manager in Boise, Idaho, or retiring in Boise, Idaho, you want to be that person that comes up first in the search. And it's competitive. I mean, you got people spending a lot of money on their websites to do this. Well, I'm just going to recommend a shortcut. If your competition is outranking you on Google, then you absolutely should be trying to find out who is backlinking to their website. And I say backlinks. When I say backlink, I mean some website that has a link that leads to your competition's website. That is called a backlink. You want them to backlink to you, okay? Because if it's a higher authority website and it's in an associated field with what you do, then that's going to make Google trust you more. Look at it from Google's point of view. Google really doesn't know who to trust. If you write a blog about retiring in Boise, Idaho, and your competition writes a blog about retiring in Boise, Idaho, which blog is Google going to put higher up in the rank? Google doesn't know. So Google uses a lot of different factors, such as what's the health of your website? Do you have a lot of spam on your website, spam reports on your website? Do you have a long track record of, you know, your website being out there? Do you upload content frequently? All of these things are in the formula right now. I don't know. I don't work for Google and I don't program the formula, but this is what I understand. All right. So but those two blogs, Retiring in Boise, Idaho, you wrote it, your competition wrote it. If five people are referencing that, the competition's blog, and are backlinking to the competition's blog, then Google is going to trust that blog more. You want to find out if it, you know, for example, if it's local, right? Like, who's the local accountants that are linking into their blog or linking into their website? What like press or what trade associations, what local associations are backlinking to the competition's website? And there are different internet tools you can find out, you could use to find this out. But I think you should find it out, because backlinks are a huge thing in terms of building credibility in Google's eyes. And it also will improve your relationship with whatever entity it is that is backlinked in. So it's a good thing to do for business relationships, and it's a good thing to do for your website. The third thing, a collabo. So this is hard to admit, but, you know, I like to think that I'm the best at LinkedIn marketing for financial advisors. It's what I've focused on. I wrote a book on it. And of course, if you ask me that, that's what I will say. But I don't know anything about Instagram. I mean, I'll admit it, I'm not on Instagram. So if one of my competition were talking about that, I'd be like, wow, like they're just kicking my butt. And that doesn't feel too good. But one thing that you could do is you could collaborate with them, because you know that they're better than you on that topic. You don't copy them. You don't like try to mimic what they're saying, because like let them have that. You know what I mean? Like let them have that little thing that they're better at, right? Like go ahead, be better, right? But then have them on your like your blog or your website, or like host them in like a social media live stream or something, and kind of like make yourself look a little bit better. And again, like I don't mean doing anything immoral. Like you're not going to be a jerk. You're not going to like make them look bad, but just make yourself look better. Make yourself look as awesome as you possibly can in that content. So you want to be like making more insightful points than them. You want to be, but not like so that it's such a landslide, like just ever so slightly. So you're going to listen to whatever they have to say. You're going to make inferences that are powerful, and that will be of value. Now, you're sacrificing, you're opening up your network to them, but by collaborating, you have the opportunity to kind of swipe some of their followers. So, and that's why you really have to look better in whatever it is that you collaborate on. Okay. So invite them to collaborate, but then practice, prepare, and make sure that you outdo them. And the last one, outprice them. Now I'm going to say something that's the opposite of what you think. All right. So the other day I went to this, I would say like kind of my competition, but not really, just like another consultant in the industry. And I saw on his website that he was charging a price that was like ridiculoso, like just so high. And I know that he's not worth anywhere near the value of that. Okay. Like I know the guy, what he does. It's like, right. So I'm like, well, this is kind of a good thing, because in a way he's kind of setting the standard in the industry for what consultants charge. So I went and I increased my price, not just like to what his was, which was ridiculous, but like ridiculous, like just a little bit higher than his. And I was like, yeah, That's nasty. And I think it's a good thing though, a good thing, because it's going to force me to now provide ridiculously high value because I have to justify that price. So when you go to your competition's website and you see them charging a higher price, don't get mad, get nasty, and just charge that price too, or even higher. But you have to absolutely slam them by delivering multitudes of value over what they could ever possibly give them. And that is how you could kick the competition's butt. So thanks everybody for listening. That's all I got for now. I will see you in the next one.